Blog Talk Radio.
Another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.
Welcome, 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 everyone. My name is Sharwin Watson. I will be filling in for Coach Lisa today. She will be back on Friday. Just to let you guys know, we will be talking about self-worth this morning. Just letting everyone know that, first of all, I want to make sure that everyone had a good and safe 4th of July. And, I want to bring you a great show today. Just to talk to you about self-worth. I think one of the biggest problems in relationships aren't the lack of communication, but I probably would say is knowing your self-worth. To me, self-worth. I'm not going to be sexist this morning, but I find that lack of knowing your self-worth typically is an issue for women, from what I've known. Typically, men actually do know what their worth is and know what they do deserve. But what I find is that a lot of women who had struggles early in their childhood or had bad breakups through their teenage years typically struggle in this area as far as knowing their self-worth. And basically, that's what I want to really talk to you about this morning is self-worth, because I think that's one of the biggest issues, and I feel that that's one of the reasons why there are a lot of breakups, because the lack of not knowing the self-worth. I mean, what happens when a young lady meets a wonderful gentleman, and she doesn't know her self-worth, and a lot of times, since she's been hurt, she becomes more afraid, or he starts treating her really well, and she starts to kind of pull back. I know that from experience, because that's happened to me a lot in my past. Is that I was always the gentleman, and you know, I would a lot of times date, you know, women who, you know, sometimes wouldn't know their self-worth, and you know, a lot of times it wouldn't work because I would, you know, take them out, or you know, I would give them flowers or things like that, and you know, since they didn't feel like they deserved that, you know, they would actually pull back, and you know, a lot of times would be very distant, and you know, not want to really open up. So that's one of the things that I really want to talk about, because I find that that's really one of the issues in relationships. You know, for a lot of women, is not knowing their self-worth, and you know, that's, and by me saying that I want to be able to help women be able to find their self-worth, and if they have had self-worth before, sometimes a way to have your self-worth broken is through a bad relationship. You know, and I know that I said that a lot of women have this issue, but I can honestly say as a man, I actually struggled with this a few times, you know, in my life. You know, I know recently in January, I had an issue with this. I felt like I was at the lowest point of my life, as far as, you know, feeling really low and, you know, not feeling worthy, not knowing if I really want to date again or go through those issues. My confidence was down to its lowest point. But through God and through, you know, a lot of different things such as prayer and surrounding myself around good friends and just, you know, finding a new hobby, I was able to get through that. And, you know, 6 months later, I'm recovered, and I'm now helping other people, you know, find their self-worth, and I'm helping them through relationship problems. One of the examples I want to talk about this morning is for us not knowing your self-worth. What I've noticed is that a lot of women sometimes who maybe grew up, you know, maybe not getting a lot of attention, sometimes do things, you know, putting themselves out there in a bad way. You know, for example, I've seen women do things such as, you know, post nude pictures or, you know, wear a particular, you know, outfit that really doesn't, you know, present them well. And a lot of times, you know, the way you dress and the way you present yourself is typically the you know, person that you attract. And a lot of times, I see women, you know, getting these bad relationships, and sometimes they wonder why they end up in these bad relationships. Well, a lot of times it's based on your presentation. Presentation is everything, and if you really want to attract someone, you know, a good person, you know, then it starts with yourself, as far as not only believing in yourself, but it starts by how you're dressing. That has a lot to do with it. And if, you know, we start understanding that, you know, not as just women, but just in general, if we start understanding that about the appearance, you know, that could take away a lot of the problems, you know, with relationships, you know, breakups and cheats and all those different issues like that. So just, you know, presentation. You know, I think, you know, a woman shouldn't have to go through all those different you know, things to attract a man. If he's a good man, you know, just your personality, you know, just you being honest with him, you know, just you opening up to him, and all those different things like that, you know, will attract him. You don't have to do anything, you know, special as far as, you know, dress a particular way going out. You know, I've seen even worse things. I've heard stories of, you know, guys having the so much power over a woman, and saw one. It was one story that I saw where a woman was with this guy, and the guy was like, "Okay, if you really love me, you'll have sex with all my friends." And I saw that, and I felt so bad because I'm like, why would you, you know, make someone or even try to encourage someone to do that? You know, that was sad, and that's something that stuck in my head. I saw it on some movie. It was a while back, and that's one of the things that, you know, that I took, you know, notice of is that the next thing I want to talk about is just that another example of not knowing your self-worth is being and staying in a bad relationship. Typically, what I've noticed is that, you know, a lot of this has to do with a lot of psychology and a lot of sociology. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with the environment, you know, a woman comes up in, and, you know, it's based on, you know, the way she was raised. You know, was she raised with an overprotective family, or was she raised, you know, without a father? All these different, you know, experiences have a lot to do with, you know, how a woman is developed and how she becomes, you know, in her adulthood as well as in her, you know, teens. And that's one of the issues with that is that, you know, typically what I've noticed is that it could be a woman who, you know, may have been raped, you know, as a teen or as a child, and, you know, she ends up never forgetting that because that's a painful experience, and, you know, she starts right there not trusting men, and it makes it really difficult because, you know, she may only, you know, wanting a certain particular type of man, or it could be another instance where, like I was mentioning about the overprotective, she may end up getting in a bad relationship or in a relationship with a guy who beats her because, you know, maybe that's what she saw as a child. She saw maybe her mom getting beat up by her father, or maybe, you know, she was abused like that as a child, and that stays with her. And, you know, she ends up, you know, being in an abusive relationship. And, you know, one of the parts of self-worth is knowing what you deserve. Knowing what you deserve. And a lot of people don't know what you deserve. A lot of people don't know what they deserve, excuse me. And those are one of the things that you must know before you get into any relationship. Because I'll let you ladies know, It's not a man's job to tell you what your self-worth is. And if you don't know what your self-worth is, a man that opens the door for a man to use you, because you're not knowing what your self-worth is. That means he can pretty much do anything that he wants, because, you know, you have no idea of your self-worth, and, you know, chances are you probably, you know, whatever he does, you're probably not gonna, you know, say anything. So he pretty much do whatever he chooses to do. That's another example of self-worth is women who I've noticed, you know, that stay in bad relationships, and typically they stay in bad relationships because of a lot of reasons. One, sometimes that could be the only guy they've ever known is the guy that they're in a current relationship with. And a lot of times, when you look at the history of their relationship, you know, she doesn't want to leave because, you know, that's the only guy she's ever known. You know, she says that he loves her, but, you know, he may be going through stress, and she's fearful because of a few reasons. You know, one, you know, she doesn't want to go back out there and date because she doesn't have the confidence. And then two is, you know, it could be lack of education. You know, some women in that position may not have gone far in school as far as education. And, you know, she may feel like she can't be able to take care of herself financially. So, You know, she might as well just go through, you know, the bad things, because at least she's being taken care of financially. So that's an example of not knowing, you know, your self-worth. And but I'm here to explain to you about self-worth this morning, but also too is I want to be able to, you know, help people to this. I want to be able to help people this morning find their self-worth. And one of the ways you can find your self-worth is first of all building your spiritual relationship with God. That's always the key to everything, because through God you're going to learn a lot of different things. You know, from reading His Word. I mean, by reading His Word, and also through daily prayer. And you will learn to believe in yourself. You will learn about, you know, building confidence in yourself. And through that, you know, and also too, after prayer and building the spiritual relationship, the next step for building your self-worth would actually be is starting to treat yourself better. Start going out, you know, getting your hair done, you know, get your nails done. Maybe go out to take yourself out to lunch, take yourself out to a movie. When you start feeling better about yourself, then your relationships will get better, because you will start seeing what you really deserve, and then you will find that Mr. Right who will treat you well, because you will start demanding, you know, better men, and your expectations will start getting higher. But when you don't have expectations, then, you know, that becomes a problem, because you pretty much, you know, you'll settle and you'll pretty much take anything. And that's one of the things that could be the problem. But you know, that's one of the ways to find your self-worth and all those different things. And you know, it takes time. You know, it takes time to be able to find your self-confidence. And it depends on how long you were in the relationship. It determines, you know, all those different factors. But if you have the determination and the will to, you know, get past that relationship, and you know, another good thing would be to find your self-worth is start writing down goals. The next relationship you get into, you want to know what kind of what you're looking for. You know, that is a key. It's kind of like, I mean, you going into a relationship without expectations is kind of like taking a vacation without a map. I mean, you have no direction where you're going, you know, and chances are you're probably going to get lost, you know, you go on this vacation without a GPS. And knowing your self-worth and writing down these goals and getting them organized—that's your GPS to Mr. Right, you know. And that's important to have, you know, when you're dating is having that, you know. So definitely, you know, self-worth is I can almost guarantee that when self-worth gets better, relationships in general will get better, because there will be less breakups, and there will be, you know, less cheating, you know, because it's going to be more honesty a lot of times. Because I've even seen, you know, just going back to self-worth, I've even seen instances where a guy would cheat on another woman, and you know, his woman would actually know about it, but, you know, she wouldn't really say anything because of fear. And that's one of the things that, you know, I want to talk about. This self-worth thing, it's going to take a walk of faith and a leap of faith from you. It's going to be the unknown. It's going to feel kind of scary. But if you ever want to find your self-worth and you've been, you know, pretty much not knowing it for most of your life, it's going to be scary, but it's going to be worth it because, you know, through God, you know, through God, you know, anything is possible and everything is possible. And this journey of that you're going to take of self-worth is going to be worth it. You know, it's going to take some time. It's going to take a journey. You know, you're going to have some struggles. You're going to have some trials and tribulations. And, you know, you're even going to have some doubt. And when you're taking this journey, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of doubt, because that doubt is just saying, you know, that, you know, you're not really sure about moving on or, you know, about this. But you have to do it for you. It's no longer about the person that you were with, or the person that, you know, you may still love, because maybe you weren't sure about the courage that you had to leave him after, you know, being abused. But, you know, that first time, you know, you have to leave if you've been abused. You have to leave because, you know, no woman deserves any kind of abuse. I don't care what the situation is. You know, no man should put his hands on you in any type of way and you'd be okay with it. That's a no-no. You know, the first time you do that is a red flag. That is a red flag. That is an exit to leave. And I don't care how long you've been together or anything like that, you know, no man, there's no excuse for it. You know, so, but yes, it's gonna be a little bit kind of, you know, scary and unknown, but let me tell you this: what in life that we take that isn't scary when it's an unknown or a leap of faith? Just think of it like that. Whether you know, whatever you need, if you're afraid of, you know, not being taken care of yourself financially, you know, maybe you are, and you know, start applying for jobs, or you know, maybe you want to, you know, save up, maybe go back to school, go back to college, you know, those kind of things, maybe that, you know, fit, get you to be a little more confident about yourself is, you know, going back to school, you know, a little bit of a, you know, education sometimes, you know, gives us a little bit more of that confidence, you know, because it's going to open up more doors for us, you know, financially, it's going to open up more doors for us, you know, in the job market. So, you know, if those are the two things that you're after, if those are the two things that you feel that's necessary, that's going to, you know, make you feel, you know, better and more confident, I say go for it. You know, write it down as a goal. You know, write down a particular date and time that you want to, you know, start looking for a job or start you know, end up going back to college or going to college and just go after it. You know, I'm here to encourage you. You know, I truly believe in all of you. You know, I believe in what God has to say, and you know, he, you know, he's waiting on us. I'm just going to put it to you like that. God is waiting on us. It's never we're waiting on him. All we have to do is pray to him and ask for his help and his guidance, and he has us. And the biggest step is the hardest step and the most challenging step is the first step. But when we take that first step, that walk of faith, he's gonna help guide us on that second step. So, anyone out there who's having this struggle, I'm reaching out to you. I'm here to help you. You know through your struggles of self-worth or anything, any kind of struggle you have like that. Or any type of relationship issue, and if you have no struggles, or you're wanting to take that leap of faith, you know, today will be a perfect day. There's no better time than the present. You know, you may not be prepared, but you know, life is short, and. The best thing you could do is take that leap of faith today. Take it today because, you know, God is going to guide you. He's going to encourage you. I'm going to encourage you. And, you know, pretty soon you're going to look back on that leap of faith you took, you know, 5 years, 10 years from now, and you're gonna say that was it right there. I needed that leap of faith. And you're gonna see and realize that, you know, I could have done this a long time ago, but, you know, I was a little bit kind of fearful. I was nervous, you know, and the unknown is kind of nerve wracking. But, you know, it's something that we have to do. You know, we can't always know what's on the other side. We just have to go after it, and we can't be afraid of failure, because failure is not the worst thing. It's not permanent. But failure is also too the way we look at things. But if we fall, we just get back up and we do it again. That's all that is right there. So if there's anyone out there who's struggling with this and they need more help, more guidance, you can contact me on my website at http://Shawn, S-H-A-W-O-N, awatson.yolasite.com. I'm going to say that for you one more time. http://Shawn, S-H-A-W-O-N, awatson, dot yolasite, L-O, I mean, yeah, Y-O-L-A, dot site, dot com. And also, too, you can also be able to connect with me on Facebook. Just put in Shawn A. Watson, S-H-A-W-O-N, A. Watson, and I'll be more than happy to, take your friend request, and we can connect on Facebook, and we can, you know, do more chatting and everything like that. So, you know, I'm here for you. This could be the first step. Today is July 5th. This could be the first step. You could be able to write down your journey of that walk of faith that you took today. And you can be looking back on it even from a year from now. You can look back on it on July 5th, 2013, and see and check your progress and see how well you did. But we've had a great show this morning. I hope I gave you some really good information this morning. I really enjoyed the opportunity to be able to, you know, come on and host the show this morning for Coach Lalisa. And like I said, she will be back on Friday. She wanted me to let everyone know she will be back on Friday. And you know, you guys have my contact information. You guys have my contact information, you know, so you can be able to connect with me. And I look forward to being back on the show as the interviewer, not the host, next week with Coach Lalisa next Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And I look forward to giving you guys more information. And I want to make sure you guys have a great day, you know, and, you know, God bless you guys. It's been a great show.